91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Alana Pickerel. Ohio State University has ended an active shooter alert that was originally issued at around 10:30 this morning. The local fire department has reported that 7 people have been sent to hospital. 2 victims are stable and currently there are no details on the other 5. An 18-year-old man from Toronto was charged under the Highway Traffic Act with race and motor vehicle for excessive speed. His vehicle and driver's license was seized for 7 days after being pulled over this past Saturday night on Highway 401 westbound near Marysville Road. The Ontario Provincial Police received a call from the public about a black sports car and were able to pull the car over safely. Police reported the vehicle was traveling 250 kilometers per hour in a posted 100 kilometer per hour zone. The driver is scheduled to appear in provincial court in Napanee on January 5th. In Vaughan, police got a call late Saturday night about an 11-year-old driver. Ontario Provincial Police say an 11-year-old boy has been returned to his parents after leading officers on a chase on a major highway north of Toronto. Smith says officers caught up with the vehicle as it left the northbound highway to head southbound, and when they did pull it over, the driver took off. After more officers arrived, Smith says they were able to bring the car, which accelerated to more than 120 kilometers per hour at one point, to a stop without collision. When officers got the driver out of the vehicle, Smith says he was shockingly an 11-year-old kid. Smith says the boy has been playing the Grand Theft Auto video game at home and wanted to see what it was like to drive a car. An alarming survey by Statistics Canada has found nearly 1,000 members of the Canadian military reported being sexually assaulted over the past year. Chief of Defense Staff General Jennifer Vance, who ordered the survey, says it's clear the newly enlisted military personnel need to be better trained about sexual misconduct and about the consequences of their actions.
We're going to have to double down on making certain that people truly understand what is expected of them. And so we've done that. We believe we're rolling out good programs. I'm going to look at those programs and make certain that they're sticking, that people understand it.
Vance told a news conference this morning that the troubling numbers make him more determined than ever to fight sexual misconducts in his ranks. Ontario food banks are calling on the provincial government to do more to help families in need with their hydro bills. The Ontario Association of Food Banks says high electricity bills are having a devastating impact on the lives of lower-income Canadians. In a report released today, the association says many food banks have stepped up to their offer their own utility assistance and hydro payment plans to clients. Premier Kathleen Wynne says a recent speech that more relief is on the way, in addition to an 8% rebate that is kicking to start on January 1st. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne leaves today for a business mission in Japan and South Korea. The Premier says the purpose of the mission is to generate business agreements that will increase trade, spur investment in Ontario, and create jobs. Wynne and 15 selected business leaders and academics from Ontario will travel to Tokyo, Nagoya, Japan, and Seoul. Japan is Ontario's 5th largest trading partner, with a two-way trade topping $11 billion last year. Trade between Ontario and South Korea was nearly $6 billion last year. The trip is set to wrap up on Friday. Plans are underway for a large state funeral for former Cuban President Fidel Castro on December 4th. In the meantime, an official 9-day period of mourning is underway. Jim Ryan has more.
Tourists arriving here on the island are finding a muted reception, darkened nightclubs and flags around the country flying at half staff. This visitor from England doesn't regret coming.
It's quite unique, isn't it, the fact that it's proximity to the States. Yeah, it's so different, isolated and just unique.
That isolation is reflected in the 1950s era cars that have been repaired time and time again and are everywhere around the country. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Havana.
The man on trial for the Charleston Church massacre in June of 2015 will be his own lawyer. Reporter Aaron Kettersky has more.
With jury selection in his federal hate crimes trial about to start, Dylan Roof surprised the judge and asked to represent himself. Roof was deemed competent to stand trial for shooting and killing 9 worshipers during a Bible study at Charleston's Emmanuel AME Church. The judge cautioned him that serving as his own attorney would be unwise, but he granted the request. The judge also put defense attorneys on standby.
Roof could face the death penalty if convicted. Approximately 300 people gathered yesterday to search for a 50-year-old Winnipeg teacher who disappeared last week. Kevin Dyke was seen leaving his home on foot in the city's Boniface neighborhood early Wednesday morning. Relatives says it's normal for him to leave home early for a walk or even walk to work. However, James Fayvale with Winnipeg's Bear Clan Patrol says it's now a race against the weather to find Dyke safe.
When it gets cold, I get worried about the people that are lost, you know, and that's my biggest concern. The cold has come, and we want to find these people so that they're not in the cold.
Officials say Dyke may be wearing a black leather jacket, button-up shirt, black boots, black hat, and blue jeans. Ontario's first three participants will be announced today to take place in the province pilot project to bring self-driving vehicles to Ontario's roads. Ontario became the first province in Canada this year to open up the pilot project to test automated vehicles on its road. Transportation Minister Stephen Del Duca announced today that the University of Waterloo Center for Automotive Research will test a Lincoln MKZ. Auto manufacturer the Urin Heimer Group will test a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van and QNX. A software subsidized of BlackBerry will test a 2017 Lincoln. Under the pilot project, a driver must remain in the driver's seat at all times and monitor its operations and must follow the rules of the road. The pilot is set to run for 10 years. Del Duca says the project gives Ontario the opportunity to be a world leader in automated technology. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.